Change is coming. An exhibition created with Sandwell College through the Green Roots Cultural Programme. What happens when you pause? What do you hear when you close your eyes? What do you see when you stop, just for a moment? The flutter of pigeons, the call of market traders, the wind rustling in the trees, the sky reflected in a puddle. Have you ever wondered what is growing on your doorstep? Or how we can make the high street a welcoming place for people, insects and birds? And how we can look after ourselves and our planet? These are some of the questions that this project explores and invites you to consider. Photography students from Sandwell College have been collaborating with local arts organisation Multistory and photographer Kate Green to explore how they feel about their local environment. They took part in photography workshops and creative writing sessions, a guided walk with the Wildlife Trust, selected work to be part of the exhibition, and assisted with installation. The work exhibited here showcases the students' work and words and poems from Sandwell visually impaired members and Black Country poets, plus a few wildlife fun facts. You will also find banners hanging from some of the lampposts along the pedestrianised section of the high street. The exhibition features work by Rebecca Aldridge, Noah Banks, Riley Butler, Samuel Edwards, Holly Hill, Kashayla Jarvis, Ben Keeling, Jaden McBean, Namita Ram, Yasmin Robinson, Tashina Solomon, and Madison Warren White. To see more of the students' work from this project and to find out what activity you can get involved in, please visit bit.ly/multistorygreenroots. The project is part of the Green Roots Cultural Programme that Multistory is delivering through the West Bromwich Urban Greening Scheme. This is a Sandwell Council initiative funded by the Towns Fund Partnership that will increase biodiversity on the High Street and create a green walking route to Sandwell Valley. Putting art and creativity at its heart, Green Roots is providing inclusive opportunities for communities and groups local to West Bromwich to have greater engagement in and knowledge about the natural capacity of the town centre. It will offer training and apprenticeships. Thanks to the Wildlife Trust and RSPB for providing the fun facts. Poets Emma Pursehouse, Roy McFarlane, R.M. Francis, plus Sandwell Visually Impaired members and Lee McKenzie for sharing their poems. The fantastic Level 3 photography students and John Edwards at Sandwell College. Malika Holder for the graphic design of the exhibition. Vic Chandler for assistance with installation. And Josh Singh from Sandwell Council for continued support and collaboration. Tag us on social media at Multistory or use the hashtags #GreenRootsWestBrom, #SandwellTownsFundPartnership. When I walk in the park, I hear wind whipping leaves, trees swaying in the wind, birds chirping. Words by Sandwell College student. Honesty is colourful and pretty, not dull like roads or rain, but beautiful like the forget-me-not. If it could make a sound, it would sing with joy, and I would ask, "Are you happy?" And it would say, "Sometimes, when spring is here." Poem created by Sandwell Visually Impaired members at a Green Roots workshop with artist Lee McKenzie and the Wildlife Trust. When I see the trees, I think life, beauty, what will become of them? Words by a Sandwell College student. I'm happy about how the world is changing. I'm angry about how slow it's changing. Words by a Sandwell College student. I can hear cars moving, birds and wind, people living their lives. words by Sandwell College students. The buddleia plant from Caribbean seas have found a root in towpaths and wastelands. They line these roots, purpled, frilled, and wave, "Come walk this way." Extract from "Come Walk This Way" by Roy McFarlane. We are iridescent. We are shimmer and sheen. We are liquid light, oil in puddles. Extract from We Need to Talk About Pigeons from Tipton Tales by Emma Pursehouse. I'm happy about the effort of trying to change West Brom. I'm angry about the lack of respect for the land we live and breathe on. Words by Sandwell College student. In the vaults of Dudley Volcano, mosses and lichens fuse with flickering sunlight and masonry. Sometimes you see it smile. Stay a little longer and you hear it too. A fuzzy clatter-clack just below the surface. A muted cackle of rail, sleepers, shrinking, springing. Faces in the Rock from The Chain Choral Chorus by R.M. Francis. Red dead nettle is delicate and pink, not like a bus jam jar or elephant, but hairy like a caterpillar. If it could make a sound, it would be a gentle purr, and I would ask it, "How are you a nettle that does not sting?" And it would say, "Because I am loved." Poem created by Sandwell visually impaired members at a Green Roots workshop with artist Lee McKenzie and the Wildlife Trust. If I close my eyes, I think of lying on the grass with the warmth of the sun on my skin. Words by Sandwell College student. Thank you for listening. This was Rennie at Multistory.